Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. One more time, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, I don't know where you live, but spring has sprung here in the Midwest as temperatures are on the rise. RV sales are up almost 20% over last year as people are opting to camp out rather than stay in hotels with the coronavirus pandemic still in effect. This week, I found a couple of articles, one from KOA and another one from RV Life with tips on preparing your RV for the camping season. I was inspired to do this week because I got a call from one of my clients stating he was going to get his RV out of storage and get it ready for the camping season. So if you've got an RV, I've got some great tips here for you. Again, you could go to mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page. You'll see a link to Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to the blog post for today's podcast. If you happen to be listening to the podcast later on, no trouble. In the upper right of our blog, you'll see a search archive. Just type in RV preparation tips, and it will bring you to the blog post with links to the articles from KOA and RV Life. Now let's get started here. First tip is check the tires. Make sure the air pressure is correct. Now, the information on what the air pressure should be written on the tire itself, or in your RV owner's manual. There should be a section in there as far as tire pressure and whatnot. So make sure that the air pressure is correct. Make sure that the tires can hold air. That's very important. And then you want to check those tires for cracks, dry rot, other damage to the sidewalls and valve stems, because you don't want to be driving down the road and have a blown tire. So definitely make sure that your tires are in good condition. And don't forget the spare. Make sure that you check to be sure that the spare is okay as well, because that's all you need is to get a flat tire. You go get the spare, and the spare tire is flat, or it's got dry rot, or there's something wrong with it. So check all the tires, including the spare, to make sure that everything is in good working condition. The next tip I have for you is do a walk around. Remove any protective covering you may have used when you stored the RV for the winter. Check for any punctures in the siding or the roof. Check to see if there's any tree limb damage or indications of animal damage. So you may have indications that some mice have gotten in, or a squirrel or raccoon or some other animal got into the RV. So make sure that you do a walk around and if possible, get up on the roof and make sure that everything is in good condition there. Also, you need to, while you're doing the walk around, make sure that your turn signals, brake lights, other exterior accessories, equipment as well, to be sure that everything is in good condition with no damage or missing parts. You know, check the outside vents, check the baggage rack. You know, just make sure that everything is in good working condition, because again, you don't want to be traveling down the road and have, you know, like a brake light fly off because it came loose at some point and you didn't tighten it down, or there's a vent cover missing so then an animal can get into the vents. Just make sure that everything is in good working condition on the outside. The next tip I have for you is air it out. When you get in there, open all the windows and the vents to make sure not only that they're in good working order, but to air it out. Because being stored for, you know, 4 to 6 months, I'm sure it's going to get musty in there because you've got dust and potential animals have gotten in. So you may have, you know, to deal with feces and dust and mites and all kinds of stuff. So make sure you air it out, open all the windows and vents to make sure that they're in good condition, and then just allow, you know, cross breeze to make it through. Give it a thorough cleaning, of course. Clean it from top to bottom. Vacuum not only the carpets, vacuum underneath everything, even vacuum out the cabinets. You know, get it dust, and like I said, you may find dust, you may find feces from you know, rat droppings or mouse droppings. You may find mouse nests or whatnot. Get your vacuum in there and do a deep clean top to bottom to make sure that everything is cleaned up and taken care of. The next tip I have here is flush it out. Flush the fresh water system to get rid of the winterizing fluid that may have been used for storing the RV for the winter. Check the water pump, hook it up to your hose or whatever connections that you have, hook it up to the house water to make sure everything's good there. Make sure that your tanks are not leaking, that you don't have any leaking hoses or anything like that. Test all the valves, faucets, etc., to make sure that there are no leaks or blockages. You're going to have to flush that tank. So you flush it once, you fill it up once to help push out all the winterizing fluid, and then they recommend that you flush it one more time to get any residue or anything from inside the tank and inside the pipes and hoses and valves to make sure that everything is running clean and clear. The last tip I have for you is check the appliances. Now, check the appliances, you want to make sure that you check that the fire extinguishers are up to date. And that there are no recalls, because there have been recalls on fire extinguishers. So make sure that the fire extinguishers are up to date so that they'll work. Check your carbon monoxide and smoke alarms. You should have smoke alarms and at least one carbon monoxide detector in your RV, especially if you've got a hot water tank. And if it's hooked up to propane or gas, you definitely want to make sure that you have a carbon monoxide detector. Make sure your smoke alarms and carbon monoxide detectors are in good working order. Change the batteries if you didn't take out the batteries last fall. Just make sure that everything is in good working condition. And then also check the water heater, check the stove, the refrigerator, any other appliances, you know, flush the toilet, run the shower. Just make sure that all the appliances are in good working order. Make sure that the water heater is heating the water. Obviously, you want to make sure the water heater is full. You don't want to turn it on with an empty. But go ahead and you may have to flush out the water heater again to get all the scale and garbage that may have collected once you drained it last fall. You may want to fill it up and empty it, but make sure that your water heater is in good working condition. Make sure you don't have any propane or gas leaks anywhere. Just make sure that all your appliances are in good working order. Now, I want you to go to our website again. The website is mvpinsure.us. Lower middle of the landing page, you'll see a link to Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to the blog post for today's article, or today's podcast, with links to the article from RV Life and also one from KOA. That's the campground, National Campground Program. So check on those links. Again, you go to mvpinsure.us and check out those articles for even more tips on preparing your RV for the camping season. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and the address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to shoot us an email, you can do that too. Email is mvpinsure.us. That's our website. Our email is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. Again, I am Matt, and I hope you have a very safe, a very warm, very happy week, and have fun getting your RV ready for the camping season. Take care.